Farage warns of Iranian Islamist Fifth Column Terror Network in Britain. By Kurt Zindelka on March 24, 2026. Reform UK leader Nigel Farage has reiterated his long-standing warning of a fifth column of radical Islamists in Britain in the wake of a firebombing arson attack against Jewish charity ambulances in London. In the early hours of Monday morning, four ambulances belonging to the Jewish-owned Hatzalah Northwest Community Service charity were set ablaze in an apparent anti-Semitic arson attack in the heavily Jewish Golders Green area of North London. Following the attack, people claiming to be members of the Iranian Tide Harakat Ashab al-Yamin al-Islamiyah, Hay-Islamic Movement of the Companions of the Right, terrorist group claimed responsibility for the attack. The emergent group, which allegedly has ties to the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, terror military force in Iran, has previously claimed responsibility for recent attacks against Jewish institutions in Belgium and the Netherlands. The Metropolitan Police said on Tuesday that they are still trying to determine whether the claim was valid or not and said that they are currently tracking three hooded people who appeared on CCTV cameras at the scene of the crime, the Guardian newspaper reported. The paper further reported that Britain's MI5 Domestic Intelligence Service is working alongside other anti-terror officers to determine if it was indeed a terror attack and whether Iran was directly involved or not. Commenting on the attacks in London, Reform UK leader Nigel Farage said, "I have been urging the Prime Minister to do something about this. Yet, what did he do? He said, 'Our thoughts are with the Jewish community.' Well, I'm sorry, Prime Minister, your thoughts aren't enough. What I want to hear, what the whole country wants to hear, given we now have a terror cell embedded in North London, what I want to hear is you are prescribing as a terrorist organization the IRGC and that we will hunt down those who committed this act overnight and who could be capable of doing much worse," Farage continued. "It is time the Prime Minister gave a lead. Just complaining that anti-Semitism has no place in Britain isn't good enough. He needs to do something about it." Mr. Farage noted that he has been raising the warning of a potential Islamist fifth column for over a decade and has long railed against the open borders ethos throughout Europe, which allowed in people who fundamentally hate what the West stands for. Indeed, in 2015, the Brexit champ lamented that the dream of the free movement of people advocated by globalists in Europe has ultimately resulted in the free movement of Kalashnikov rifles, the free movement of terrorists, and it has meant the free movement of jihadists. For raising such warnings, Farage was roundly criticized by the political establishment in Westminster, including by then-Conservative Prime Minister David Cameron, who rejected the notion that multiculturalism had any role in Islamist terror attacks in Europe. "The conflict between the United States, Israel, and the Islamist regime in Iran has raised fresh warnings in America and Europe over the potential of Iranian-backed sleeper cell terrorists." Speaking to CBS News this week, a spokesman for the Harakat Ashab al-Yamin al-Islamiyah terror group vowed that the group will continue threatening U.S. and Israeli interests worldwide until we've avenged every child in Gaza, Iran, Lebanon, and the resistance nations. "We urge people to stay away from Zionist and American interests and individuals to keep themselves safe," the group said. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xindelka@breitbart.com.